My name is Tony Baker, and I am the Clinton S. Quinn Professor of Systematic Theology at Seminary of the Southwest. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. Something has changed in Luke 22. The storm that has been gathering is about to break. It is the hour of darkness, the time of trial. Where Jesus once told his followers to travel lightly and to depend on the hospitality of villagers, now he tells them to pack a bag and buy weapons. Is Jesus contemplating running away? He seems to hesitate here on a shift in his path, consonant with the shift in the narrative. He toys with the appeal of an outlaw messianism. He and the disciples will roam the Judean wilderness ahead of the soldiers and temple police. Thrilling and trying. Peter will fold. But he prays that Peter will return and so give strength to others whose nerve teeters on the knife's edge. Luke reveals here that Advent is not ultimately about the coming of a baby, a sage, or even a cosmic friend. It is about the coming of divine and human courage, lived out in the life of a vulnerable man. Jesus sweats drops of blood, hoping to escape the terrible materializing presence of hate, of untruth, and of godlessness. And in the end, the time of swords and packed bags and of the outlaw Jesus is brief. Enough of this, he says, and goes quietly. He gives up the dream of running from the storm, and walks directly into its center. This is how God comes into the world. Let us pray. God, whose power is abundant and whose abundance is power, give us the courage to walk toward our fears, your Son at our side. Amen.